BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday Scott Mills Daily. A slightly ill Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real, which makes it a lot funnier. An excellent innuendo bingo with Radio 1's Adele Roberts. Would you dump someone if they liked any songs by Fergie? And on the eve of the US presidential election, we're on Stupid Street to find out who they're voting for.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, how are you? The weekend Daft Punk coming up. And also Martin Garrix. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott.
So, we told you yesterday that Chris is going to film an episode of Celebrity Mastermind.
Don't do the hand thing when you say that as
what,
well.
What, the commas?
Celebrity
Mastermind.
It's true. It's a bit odd, but I am doing Celebrity Mastermind.
And when is it? Tomorrow?
I'm filming it tomorrow, so it's obviously not on TV then. It's on TV around Christmas time.
Yeah, they always put it on between Christmas and New Year, and I always watch it.
I need to send an email about is who are the competitors?
Do you know who it is?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Do they tell you before?
No, when I went on it, they don't tell you before at all.
Why don't they tell you?
Because they don't want to know what you're up against. They want to keep it as vague as possible. Like, you won't find out anything before.
It's true, and I wouldn't want someone else to feel really threatened before they went on the show because they knew that I was coming on.
Can I just say, though, absolute props to you because you are taking it massively seriously.
Thank you. Thank you. And if I don't score well from it, at least you can see the amount of work I'm putting in.
So Chris has now decided on his specialist subject for Celebrity Mastermind tomorrow. And I've just been quizzing him on that subject for the last, well, just since the show began. Mm. And you pretty much got every single answer correct.
And what do you think of the specialist subject itself?
I really like it.
It's really good, isn't
it? I think you've chosen exactly the right one.
And
something you know a lot about.
Mm.
Well, we'll see, won't we? So it's on over Christmas. So you're off the show tomorrow to film it?
I'm off the show tomorrow. I don't know what the rules are. I'm sure I can phone in and give you a couple of updates and stuff. Maybe.
Maybe not.
but either way, yeah, I'm filming it tomorrow. The specialist subject is chosen. Loads of people were texting it in yesterday, actually.
Did that give you any inspiration at all?
Yeah, it could be brilliant, I think.
You know that Dev's doing Celebrity Mastermind as well tomorrow, but we don't know whether that's the same episode because sometimes they record like two or three in one day. But good luck for tomorrow. It's going to be good.
Cheers, mate.
So, Adele Roberts at 1:45 today on Innuendo Bingo. And here's a massive hurt for you. We're going back on Stupid Street just after three. Hey!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got to say, Chris, our Snapchats are going really well.
Yeah, popping off, man. I did one from a fish and chip shop last night.
I saw that, yeah. I did one from a gig I was at, and then that was it. Now, what's happening with the, like, you can't do them today, no?
No, the phone situation, which I talked about yesterday, where it had a mind of its own, sort of recording things on its own and stuff like that, it's now just stopped working altogether. So I'm phoneless, but it's kind of liberating. Why, did you think I wasn't replying to texts?
Yeah, I did, actually, because I did text you quite a lot earlier, going, hello, hello, getting a bit needy. And I'm like, question mark, question mark, question mark, nothing at all. Actually, you know when your phone was just like doing its own thing yesterday?
Mm.
My mate texted me last night going, ha, just seen Chris's Snapchat. Now, did you know that they actually did post?
What did?
The ones from yesterday when your phone was popping off on its own.
I did one from inside the studio, one or two in the studio here, and then one from a fish and chip shop.
No, that should be
the only ones.
Well,
what describe them then?
He says, just seen Chris's Snapchat. Ha, 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 you and him, love it. Some snaps of you in the studio, and then a snap singing outside.
Yeah, that's the fish and chip shop.
Oh, okay, right. So
no, but what I'm worried about is something that was meant to be private, something I didn't realise was being recorded, is now on Snapchat.
Yeah. And you can't even check whether it's on or not.
I can't, because my phone. So
no,
what
no.
do I do about that?
Also, a revelation, you just realised that people can send you them as well.
No. You're out to annoy me today. I can tell.
It's just, like, you will have them. You've got to look for them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And hello again, Adele Roberts.
Hey, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, good, thank you.
You look different.
In a good way?
Yeah, in a good way.
Yes.
So, you're a crazy lady. What are you doing at the moment? Muscly in a month?
Yeah, I'm training with a female bodybuilder for 30 days to see what I can achieve in those 30 days. Because we've noticed on Instagram there's a big influx of girls who lift, girls getting stronger, girls being I don't know, proud of their bodies and just changing them and building muscles.
So you do see it a lot on Instagram, don't you?
Loads. So we thought, why not give it a try? I don't know if you've seen Megan from Skins recently, but she's a bodybuilder now.
Is she?
She played one of the twins, Katie.
Here's something you didn't know, Chris. You used to be a competitive bodybuilder. Is that true?
I did.
Didn't know that.
Real or no real? That's real, yeah.
Wow. And did you win stuff?
I did. I was the best in the Northwest.
Were you? Yeah.
So what's the competition element to it? Because yeah, I take it tan is on.
Tan is so on.
Because then that defines things more, doesn't it?
It does help.
Muscle-wise. Yeah. And then it's about throwing shapes.
Yeah, that's right.
So your regime is like a lot of cardio and then... So it's two training sessions a day, cardio in the morning and then weights in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Are you having a life right now?
Yeah. No, I haven't watched TV in ages.
But this is with the radio show as well.
Yeah.
Four in the morning to half six.
Yeah, they said to me, you're going to have to work out before your show. I was like, I can't get in the gym.
Are you
one
joking
in the
me?
No, seriously. So I have to basically get up at 2 a.m. This is when I was doing early breakfast. And I don't eat until about 8:30, 9:00, and it's just porridge and water.
Oh, lush.
Yeah.
So what are you eating? A lot of porridge, a lot of protein, is it?
Yeah, loads of porridge, loads of cod.
Chicken,
salmon as a treat.
And veg?
Yeah, so veg, green beans, broccoli and asparagus.
Oh, I mean, I just
that
can't...
sounds well farted.
I don't understand why they didn't ask me to do this.
Farts are on.
And that's what I eat every day.
But does it... like that? I mean, that sounds awful. Does it feel good? What's the drive here?
Well, at first it was horrific, but now it's starting to feel better. I'm starting to learn that I don't need sugar every day, which is what I was doing. I was always treating myself to a burger or sweets, and now I don't do that anymore.
Tell me you can have coffee.
You can have coffee, but you're not allowed
black
milk.
Yeah. Oh, God,
but why are you doing this?
It's for a documentary.
I don't understand. No, but it can't just be that.
Well, yeah, it's just because of, like Scott said, ages ago I was a bodybuilding champion and the scene's moved on a lot since then. So we thought, right, let's just throw me back in, give me 30 days and see what we can do.
Okay. Are you okay with the water for Inuit Bingo?
That is great. I need water. I need 4 litres of water a day.
Okay.
So water's on.
So you've got 1 week left to go.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to listen to Adele's journey on BBC iPlayer as part of the documentary Muscly in a Month, and that's going to be December the 2nd. Well done, babe.
You'll be able to watch this as well, right?
Yeah, watch it as well.
Oh, awesome.
There'll be proof of this, and there's a bit where I get in what's called a bod pod, and it scans you, and it knows exactly how much fat and how much muscle you've got.
Wow.
And you have to get in leggings, a crop top and a shower cap.
Oh, my word.
It's worth watching just for that.
Are you going to take part in a competition as well?
Don't suggest
this
that.
This could be the next level.
Might as well while you're at it. So that's Muscly in a Month. It's December the 2nd. I can't wait to see that.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Adele Roberts is here, star of Radio 1 and also fish and a rice cake. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel weak when you're doing this?
I'm so weak right now.
Are you?
Yeah. Ooh. I don't look it, but I'm very weak.
Oh, bless you.
Mm. Well, is there anything we can get you at all?
Fish and a rice cake.
Okay, so you'll be able to watch this later if you can't watch now, but you can see it on the Radio 1 website, on your phone, computer, laptop. Are we ready?
Do you get tempted by foods, even though it's like what I'm seeing down there is like there's one rogue noodle on the ground there? Does that look tempting?
I would eat that. Yeah.
Why is that there? There's no one allowed to eat in here.
No, I think it must have just come in on the back of someone's shoe.
Right. Okay, so take some water, please, guys. Inuit Bingo is back on. First, we're going over to Michael Ball on BBC Radio 2. Now, as we all know, when big guests come into Radio 1, the most they get is, you know, a coffee, a smile and a glass of water. However, over at 2, they really do know how to keep the guests happy.
It is a lot of love to hold. Simply Red. Ain't that a lot of love to hold? Don't forget, coming up, we've got Petula Clark performing for us. She's at this moment tinkling on Elton's upright.
They've got Elton John's piano in the reception at Radio 2. Petula was having a go on it.
She's at this moment tinkling on Elton's upright.
Upright?
Okay, more water, please. Now, we're going over to Gino's Italian Escape on ITV. And we join Gino DeCampo halfway through a demonstration. Now, this sounds so delicious. I definitely am going to try this at the weekend.
Push it in, gently with your hand, trying to fold it, and put it straight into the toasted peanuts.
Sorry.
Gino making bellinis and cheese balls there.
And put it straight into the toasted peanuts.
Water, please.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry, that's the game, Adele. Don't be sorry for spitting on him. Chris is a bit quiet on the waterfront today. I'm sure that'll change. Now we're going to Great Barrier Reef on BBC Four. Now, if you've ever seen BBC Four, it's basically shows about music or trains. What? But I actually really admire here what they're doing to pull in some extra viewers.
In summer, Rain Island's the most crowded destination on the Great Barrier Reef. It may look chaotic, but there is some order here. Brown boobies are everywhere.
Where's that island?
Is that the Great Barrier Reef?
Brown boobies are everywhere.
Great Barrier Reef, of course, is home to the brown booby. Sorry, this is so stupid. The brown booby bird, which is a... Water, please.
Oh, guys, come on. It's such a good word.
A large seabird from the booby family. Okay, water, please. Oh, dear. Oof. Sorry, everyone. Water, please. Come on.
Oh, brown boobies are everywhere.
Yes. Water, please.
Okay. When you were a child, did you do the calculator trick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it? Yeah. Turn it upside down,
58,008.
Yeah. Classic. Oh, I'm really hot. Okay. Now we're going over to University Challenge on BBC Two. Now, I don't know about you, but I love it when I can get a question right on University Challenge. Mm-hmm. For example, this one, I knew all about it.
It's Maribor, yes, I'll accept that. And finally, now a World Heritage Site, Belem Tower, was built in about 1515.
Oh, sorry, Adele.
What happened there?
Oh, you got me right in the face.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Oh,
Belem Tower was built in about 1515.
That's the Belem Tower in Portugal.
Oh,
Adele. Oh, that was
sorry.
Direct.
Are you okay, hon?
Yeah. I'm okay now.
Okay.
Did it go down your throat?
It did.
You got me in the eye and it's...
Sorry.
It's the ass.
Sorry.
Now we're going over to Arctic Live on BBC Two. Water, please. Now, I've never seen the Northern Lights. But I imagine if I did, I would have a similar reaction to present... Come on. If I did, I'd have a similar reaction to presenter Gordon Buchanan.
And then at this end, look, there's this great viewing car with a huge great conservatory or something on top from which you can watch, well, the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights. I think we can show you that. Over here, we've got Dwayne. Hello, Dwayne.
Hi,
Sam. Thank you very much. Sorry, I'm getting all stiff.
I'd like to see the Northern Lights and meet Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Now a classic from BBC News. Former BBC reporter Chris Eakin is speaking to Karen, who lives in the local village. Now, as you know, if you live in the countryside... What, Chris? Word does get around quite quickly.
Karen, you're just on the edge of the village. I know when I spoke to you, you had water in your back garden and up your driveway.
Everyone knows about it, Karen.
Okay.
Chris, that's, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Oh, no, I apologise.
It's all good. Sorry.
It's a good game, this.
Yeah. Gone through.
Yeah.
Now let's cast our minds back to the summer and the Olympic Games in Rio. This is a clip from the weightlifting, Adele. And obviously you're training really hard for a month, 1 week to go. But can you do this yet?
And the gold medal going to Thailand's Sopita Tanasan. The 21-year-old lifted 92 kilograms in the snatch.
I can't do that yet. No.
I'll shape up then.
Another month.
And finally over to the the ITV lunchtime news. Now, I don't know about you, but I always... Water, please. I always thought the US elections were between the Republicans and the Democrats. But Penny Marshall does seem very liberal.
And our correspondent Penny Marshall is now in Florida too, where Donald Trump is due later. Penny, Florida is a key battleground in this race. How tight is it?
It's incredibly tight.
That was a good innuendo bingo with Adele Roberts. Yes. Thank you, Adele.
Thank you.
If you didn't see it now, you can watch it later. We'll put it up for you on YouTube and BBC iPlayer. The Scott Mills Daily. I know you played it when you were in for Alice with Alice last week, but we're going to play Pitbull's new track later.
It's something else. It's just full Pitbull.
Is it like proper Spanish on that?
Mate, it comes with it. No, it's... how to describe? It's just so... it's a moment. It's so full on. That's the only way to describe it. It's really full on.
So it's by DJ Dioro and also Elvis Crespo, who is a Grammy Award winning merengue singer. Oh, it sounds brilliant.
It's you all over.
Okay.
You either love it or you hate it. Yeah. It's one of those.
I got you. Okay. That's coming up after 3:30. I thought that was worth promoting because people will stay tuned for that.
Mate, it totally is.
Scott Mills on Radio 1. After 3, our reporter is on Stupid Street. Ho! And we're going to ask them who they're voting for in the US elections, which, of course, is happening tonight. Simon's been on from Ipswich going, you idiot, we're in the UK. We can't vote. I know, but they don't know that on Stupid Street, or do they? Do you know, it's been years since we've been out on Stupid Street, but I'm so pleased to tell you that they're all still as stupid as they ever were, and that's just on after 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll be asking them who they vote for. I've missed it.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
You know, if you start going out with someone and you gradually find out little things about them, what about if you find out what their favourite song is or one of their favourite songs and it's terrible? Is that a deal breaker for you?
I guess if it's just a one-off. If it's like a one-hit wonder or something, it's not a problem.
But if it's one of their favourite songs and it's terrible, what do you do? I mean, is that a deal breaker?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's fine as long as they don't sort of ram it down your throat.
I saw this on Twitter yesterday. A girl called Farah tweeted... Yesterday, my boyfriend told me that Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie is one of my boyfriend's favourite songs. I don't know where we go from here. It's like, do you think, like, I know you're not single, but do you think the fact that She-Wolf by Shakira is one of your favourites would put people off?
No, I don't. But I think some sensitive people will be out there and that's the kind of thing that would put them off. But then I think you have to be a certain type of person for something as small as that.
Can anyone let me know, please, if their choice of music has actually like made you go, okay, bye?
Was it specifically music that you're talking about? Or are you talking about very minor things?
No, I think particular songs.
Right. But no one would seriously break up with someone over a taste of music.
If it
surely.
Was Big Girls Don't Cry, I think I might. Terrible record.
Would you though?
Yeah.
Would you honest?
What's that other one? London Bridge. I'm off to Tinder.
I don't believe you. So let's say they were super good looking, the nicest person, tick, 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 tick. But then this one song comes on and they're like, oh, it's the greatest song ever. Are you serious?
I have to think about it. The Scott Mills Daily. People are calling me shallow now. I wouldn't actually leave someone because of a song. Don't be ridiculous.
That's what you said, though.
I know, but I'm joking, obviously.
But what I was saying is there won't be anyone out there that seriously would break up with someone because of their taste in music.
You don't know that. Someone says, my girlfriend hates that I love Kelly Clarkson behind these hazel eyes. Actually like that, too. But she has to deal with it. And someone says, my girlfriend broke up with me because of my obsession with Linkin Park, but in the end it didn't really matter.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris often talks about on the show his love of old Rihanna songs and how he wants them to be like that again, like SOS and Umbrella and Only Girl in the World.
So do you. You just don't really admit it.
Oh, well, I liked Work. Is that one doing it for you?
No.
No. All right, that's Rihanna and Love on the Brain on BBC Radio 1. I thought it was Pixie Lott for a minute when it came on.
I my view on it is just go back to like some real old school bangers. Just it's simple.
What was that Pixie Lott Christmas one? You'll have to cry me out. That one.
And that's nothing against either Rihanna or Pixie Lott there.
Absolutely not.
But what I'm saying is let's go back to the old school. Let's get some massive producers, big pop songs.
More people are texting in saying that they've thought about getting rid of people, like dumping them because of their taste in music. I'm not going to say their name, but this girl here nearly got rid of someone because of her boyfriend was obsessed with Glee. Well, I would be off as well then, wouldn't I? My wife likes George Michael, but I think the world of us, I put up with it.
Why are you reading these? Well, I think the world of us.
I'm really enjoying these texts today.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Are you off?
Okay. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
Hi, Chris. I'm in Dursbury, near Liverpool.
Okay, but you're not from there, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm from North Devon.
What do you do, Craig?
I work for a company which deals with vibration monitoring and power stations.
Oh, sexy. Oh,
fine.
yeah, very, very glamorous.
And Craig, are you a football fan?
I am a football fan, yeah. I support Plymouth Argyle.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, fine.
Why,
yeah.
What was the other question?
No, I just when you said he was Liverpool way, I suddenly got worried. I suddenly thought that we might need a different call.
No 6-1 jokes, Chris.
Oh, you're is this because of the weekend? Something happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Craig, I know you're also a black belt in karate.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I've been doing it since I was 4 years old. So I've been doing it 22 years.
Since you were four?
Since I was four, yeah.
How come you took it up so early then?
My dad teaches it, so I just sort of just got into it, really, just through my old man and through my family.
That's so cool. And do you chop planks of wood with your hand?
I've never chopped a plank of wood before.
But
I've
you
always
could.
Kind of wanted to do, though. Oh, yeah, I reckon I could.
You would snap in half.
Yeah, you sound like you're probably well good at it. It's always that kind of smugness that comes from people who are really good at this kind of thing, and they say, look, I'd never use it to be aggressive, but, you know, if they came at me, I would destroy them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, this is exactly the kind of thing we need to do. Do you remember I was saying a few weeks ago, let's go and do some different things. We always just go to the pub. I was like, let's do something different. Let's learn karate together. Yeah, I tried to get you signed up for jiu-jitsu that time. You weren't interested.
Yes, and you love a robe. You know, whenever you're doing your spa days, really, the only difference is it's a different type of belt.
Exactly. Well, let's do it then.
You're very comfortable in a robe.
We keep saying we're going to do something different. This is our next thing. Okay, Craig, here's what I've got for you today. Tune. Uprising by Muse. Hang on, aren't they from Devon?
Are they?
They are.
Yes.
That's a very good song. Okay, Craig, you can have that, or you can have my choice, which is this. It's 30 Seconds to Mars with The Kill.
Another good song.
Yeah,
another
man.
Good choice.
Huge.
Both good today, really good.
That's tough.
Wow, what are you going to do?
I don't know. That's a tough decision. Both good songs, both great bands. It's a difficult one. But I'm going to think I'm going to have to stay local, I think. I think I'm going to stay with Muse. So I'm going to have to go with Scott on this one. Sorry, Chris.
Get in. I win today's bangers with Muse and Uprising. I've got to say, though, yours was really good today.
Yeah.
Very, very good round of bangers, that was.
Really could have gone either way, that one, I think.
So it's one all, and it's back tomorrow at 2:40. After three, we are on Stupid Street. I can't remember the last time we did this, but you'll be pleased to know Stupid Street's still there, and they're all stupid still. And we're asking, who are you going to vote for later in the US presidential election? Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton?
Obviously, we're in the UK. Can't vote.
Yeah. But do they know that on Sheepers Street? Find out after 3 o'clock. Hillary Clinton's just voted for herself. Did you know you could do that?
How do you know she voted for herself, though?
Because it's online.
Yeah, but private.
She's not going to vote for him, is she?
She might have done it as like a lol. You know what I mean?
Oh, go on then. I'll give her a ticket in the box. The Scott Mills Daily. I've got to say, it was a very strong Inuyasha bingo today. And good to have Adele Roberts on. We'll get the video up for you later on. On Thursday, YouTuber Sprinkle of Glitter is playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.
I was DJing a party for a load of the YouTubers. They had like a summer party. In fact, I DJed their Christmas party last year as
well. I remember
well.
That, yeah.
And Sprinkle of Glitter was there.
Was she?
Proper throwing shapes.
Strong dancing?
But she's not like throwing out glitter as you'd expect.
Right.
There was no sprinkling.
Right. Sprinkle of Glitter, 1:45 on Thursday for you. Don't mention it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. America is starting to vote in the most divisive election in history. Polls have opened across the east coast of the United States as tens of millions of Americans choose between Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or a third-party outsider. As we all know, we live in the UK, not in the US, so over here, we can't vote. We thought this was an ideal time to visit the patriotic but stupid people of Sheepers Street to ask them who they're voting for in the election.
We can't vote. No, you can't, can you? I'm with her.
Good to know.
If I was to vote, I'd vote for Clinton.
We can vote here. You can vote here.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't really like either candidate.
It would absolutely be Clinton.
I actually have no idea.
I'm not sure yet. Maybe Donald? I don't know. I just feel like perfect. He's offering more. I wouldn't vote for either of them.
I am going to vote for Hillary. She's better than Trump. I prefer her. She's got better hair.
Good hair, excellent.
Well, I would like to vote if I was American. No, I think you're winding me up. This is one of those tricks. Is this where everyone that votes for Trump is like, oh yeah, I can totally vote. Am I ruining this for you?
Oh, I think they rumbled us. Rubbish. Who's next?
The president of America affects us all. So hearing about everything that's been going on does kind of, it is very stressful to hear. But the fact that I thought I couldn't vote was stressing me out because I was just like, the leader of the free world affects us all. No, I don't know the information yet, but that's what Google's for, right?
Well, now you can vote.
It has actually been quite stressful, in all seriousness. Because it's scary to think that a man exists with that much tan. What about Scott Miller? Does he have bad tan as well? I heard that about him.
You're not voting for me, are you? Voting for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton?
I know where my usual polling station is, so if it was the same one, then I suppose there.
My local polling station in my own village, I know, yes. I go after work, walk up, get a bit of fresh air, put my cross in the box and come home.
I just turn up in, like, my pyjamas.
I like to put kitten heels on. They're the best for voting, because Hillary wears them, naturally.
Yes. Oh, wow. It's been years since we've done Sheepers Street, and it's good to know that it's still there and they've still given the answers that really matter. So that's right, everyone. Head to your polling station and get voting.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people have got that Pitbull track like in their exercise classes, like at Zumba and spin class. Like Leon from Portsmouth played it in his spin class last night, that Pitbull track. He went crazy for it. A lot of hate and a lot of love for it.
You're not willing to say like which way you're going with
no,
it.
No, I think
you're
I'm. Not of course, I'll end up liking it. Of course.
You'll say now. You're scared to. Who are you?
When have I ever like tried to be cool?
Which way are you voting?
I'm voting for Pitbull. I'm with her. That was Drake and Controller on BBC Radio 1. It was an excellent Inuendo Bingo today with Adele Roberts. We'll have the video for you later on Radio 1 YouTube. Some really good clips sent in by you lot today. Now we're going out to Great Barrier Reef on BBC Four. Now, if you've ever seen BBC Four, it's basically shows about music or trains. What? Mm. But I actually really admire here what they're doing to pull in some extra viewers.
In summer, Rain Island's the most crowded destination on the Great Barrier Reef. It may look chaotic, but there is some order here. Brown boobies are everywhere.
Really? really good one today. Thank you, Adele, for coming in. Video on Radio 1 YouTube later. Thursday at 1:45, it'll be Sprinkle of Glitter on Innuendo Bingo. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, God, I've just done another Snapchat.
Good.
Oh, yeah. I'm really scared.
No, keep crack on.
One of my friends has just been on going, hi, I think you've shared my Snapchat that you meant to send to me with your complete Snapchat diary, as I've had a few people message me via you. This is what's going to happen. I'm staying off.
So you've tried to send a private, have you?
I mean, it's not that hard, but I'll get the hang of it. I'm new, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the election tonight.
I don't know the timings. You've sent me a link, actually, haven't you? So I can know when the timings are.
Mate, it's going to be an all-nighter.
But this is the kind of thing we do together when there's something like a big political event.
Well, I can't even text you because you haven't got a phone.
We do a kind of watch-along.
We do. We do a watch-along.
What are we going to do? You can Skype me on my tablet. I don't know what we do.
Okay. I'll Skype you later on then, right?
Yeah, because it's going to be too late to link up for it. Too late for a party.
I think
it?
So, yeah. Well, there was that one time we were watching those events unfold before, and I mean, that was a late night, but I think you were staying at mine anyway.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've really missed him. He's got more roles than a bakery. It's Charlie Slough.
Hello, guys!
Are you all right?
I'm quite poorly today, to be honest, Scott.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. OMG. Been up all night vomiting.
What's happened?
I don't know. There was a bug going around at my family home.
It's like swine or something, is it?
Rude. actually, last night I was DJing in Preston, and as soon as I played the last record, I just come over really ill. I nearly fainted.
Oh.
It was really sad.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Were the crowd unimpressed?
No, they weren't.
Oh, you'd nearly finished, right?
No, it was my last record.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Which was?
What was my last record last night?
Fat Man Scoop.
No, actually, it was Prince, Purple Rain.
Yeah, oh, wow.
I saw a video from one of Charlie's gigs where he dropped that song, and it was amazing. Everyone had their phones up.
I want to see you DJ again soon.
Charlie's awesome.
I'm the best.
I know you are.
Not the best.
Well, I am
awesome.
The best. Who's better than me? There's nobody better than me. There's not. It's a fact.
And who are you voting for later?
I'm not. Why? Don't do politics.
You don't vote?
No, just music.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Just music.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went on to Stupid Street earlier and asked them who they were voting for in the US presidential election. We got some incredible answers.
Really?
Yeah, because as we know, you can't vote here. Even though we did tell you that before and you were like, well, I can't vote. Did we have you going for any moment?
No. I did say when I came in that you can't vote unless you're an American citizen.
Right.
You guys tried to force it on me.
Okay. Oh, you're not. Ill, you're not.
What,
you're not well.
What do you want to do? Call
well.
This off?
No, I'm cool, man. I mean, I'm here. I've
do you want
turned
to wheel
up.
You out now? Or?
No, I've turned up. And you're not allowed to wheel me out, man. Well, you heard what happened, right?
Oh yeah.
Yes, I did.
You turned Radio 1 off
turned
for the first
Radio
time
one
since 1967.
Off. Yeah. It went off. It went off twice as well, not just once.
Here's today's Real or No Real.
The richest man in Hong Kong is called Lee Ka-ching.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Hang on, but what came
get out
first, the name or the sound? Do you know ka-ching. What I mean? Is that why we say ka-ching?
Ka-ching. Maybe that's why.
So rich.
Yeah.
That could be it, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Or was he so rich that he's had his name changed?
To Ka-ching.
Because he's
Lee
so Ka-ching. Rich.
I mean, this is awesome. I mean, if this is true, this is
That's
brilliant.
Why you had your name changed to Scott Mills. Same reason.
Why?
Mills.
Because he's Millions. Got Mills.
Yeah.
Done. Oh, right. Got you.
That was in a rap once. Do you remember?
Who was it?
Someone put that in the song, making Mills like Scott.
Who said that?
I'm saying it was like a Skepta.
It wasn't Skepta.
Like, or a Bizzle. No. Who was it?
No, it wasn't Tiny
Bear
Temper.
Bear with me, guys. I'm going to...
He did. We played it
Somebody
on the show.
Somebody did that?
Yeah. That happened.
Good line, though, hey?
Good line.
Yeah.
Great
so
line.
Is the richest man in Hong Kong called Lee Ka-ching?
I'm going to say real on this one. I can imagine that one being real.
Ka-ching.
Chris?
I'm going to go... No real.
That one is real.
It's true. Whoa. With a net worth of $31.5 billion.
Wow.
Ka-ching is not only Hong Kong's richest man, but the second wealthiest in Asia. Even though he started out as a high school dropout and came from humble beginnings, it's like you, this.
Yeah.
He built a business empire that includes banking, construction, real estate, plastics, mobile phones, satellite TV, hotels, shipping, and ports. His son is also called Rich. Oh, come on.
So his name's Rich Kaching. By the way, it was Sway.
Oh, Sway. Sick.
And next, Bill Clinton has just realised that if his wife is voted in as the President of the USA, he will officially become the First Lady.
No, it don't work like that.
Well, what is it then?
What it doesn't work
I've
like that.
I've not even thought about this. This is... I'm genuinely interested.
He'll be the first man.
Will he?
Yeah.
But can he be first man if he's already been president?
Yeah, he can.
Well, no, because I think everyone still refers to any ex-president as president. That happens regardless.
No, because they're not president. You can't refer to them as president.
Of course you do.
No,
it's like you keep the title. Bill, it's like calling a boxer champ, even though they're not champ anymore.
No.
Yes,
former
yes.
President. No.
No, it isn't. Like, people will say... still refer to him as Mr. President, even if he's not full on.
He did do politics at uni.
Did he?
Do you know what? And that surprises people.
I know, yeah, it surprised me. Really.
I always say this, I have hidden depths.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Is his Twitter going to be at Famotus? Because that's rubbish.
Great question again.
What's that?
First man of the United States.
Okay, of course. Yeah.
Michelle Obama at the moment.
I'm loving that tan, by the way, Scott, man. You're glowing, fam.
Thank you.
Arguably more tanned than you were yesterday, which is an odd one.
Yeah.
Funny that. So is Bill Clinton stressing a little bit because he's realised he's about to become, well, maybe, the First Lady?
I mean, surely it's not just a title that has been inherited. I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. Could he be the First Lady?
Did you really study politics?
Throwing this open for the debate here. Yes, I did. Southampton, 2-2.
Don't know.
Southampton Uni. Yeah.
Desmond there.
That's where I went as well.
Oh. Constantly.
Anyway, Bill Clinton, First Lady, real or no real?
So Charlie, do you think he's going to then pick up the title, the First Lady?
No, he's not.
You're not in the mood, are you?
I'm going to be jolly.
Real or no real?
Real.
I want to say no real on this one.
That one is no real.
Oh, that would have been so good.
Made
I'm
up.
Walking although, away with this today.
Although, we're not... sure what Bill will be called if his wife is voted in as President of the USA.
Maybe it is.
First gentleman? First dude?
First geezer?
We'll find out tomorrow.
And who do you think is going to win tonight?
I don't know.
Oh, we're doing this.
I don't know. Watch the TV. And next.
Justin Bieber fans have already started queuing outside Rio de Janeiro's Sambadrome ahead of his Purpose tour coming to town, even though the gig doesn't happen for another 5 months.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Maybe they're queuing for a different concert. They just happen to also like Justin Bieber. Or are they saying it's specifically for Justin Bieber's gig?
They're saying that it is for Justin's gig, I think, yeah.
So they're going to chill outside the stadium for 5 months.
Do you know, though, fans in South America are the craziest fans.
Really?
Yeah, for people like Bieber, yeah. But 5 months seems excessive.
I assume they've got tickets, mental. Right? So they could go later
well,
if they wanted.
So.
They could go later if they wanted. Mm. So there's literally no reason why they're doing that.
They want to get to the front, don't they?
Okay.
Did you hear that?
That was me. I'm
what
so
was that?
That was mine, Billy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, because
it's not a competition.
Tag team. That was like a tag team.
Wow, how odd. Wow. It's like our bellies were talking to each other,
yeah,
Charlie.
Communicating.
Bluetooth.
Talking about politics.
Anyway, the Rio de Janeiro Sambadrome has queues outside for the Justin Bieber gig. Do people queue like that for your gigs outside the Yates's?
They do. I don't play in Yates's, fam. I play in all the super
you
clubs.
Know they do, because on the poster it says guaranteed roadblock.
Yeah. It does.
Always.
Always.
Which means it's definitely going to be busy.
Yeah.
Real or no real? Justin Bieber, they're queuing outside in Rio.
That's absolute nonsense, that is.
So real or no real, then?
No, I'm saying no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
No true. Way!
Yes, fans have even set up a schedule of taking turns to allow each one of them to attend school and work during the run-up to the show. Good facts today. At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 10, Charlie got 20.
Mm. What's on your show today on One
you're,
Extra
you're
in 8
it.
Minutes?
This is like really, really exciting. And obviously discovering that you once studied politics, I think that this is going to be right up your street. Today on the show, I've got a Skype with Hillary and Donald. Live Skype. Live
are we not wheeling him out anymore?
No.
Can
we just wheel him slowly back?
I can just stay there. Does that mean I get to stay?
Pretty pleased with it, Cherry.
No, it's weird.
What is that?
He can't get worked on genuinely a health and safety thing and wheeling Charlie out.
What is it serious?
Is that
a song?
Mate, it's not worth the
forms. It's a song, yeah. You should know this.
What is that?
It's Muramasa and ASAP Rocky.
Okay, it sounds really bad in my headphones.
Can't hear it.
Listen.
Sounded fine to me. I love that we've had to fill in loads of forms and decided that he can't be wheeled out anymore.
Sounds a bit distorted.
Ridiculous. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are Tuesday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Or get this podcast for free. Scott Mills.